This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a spectacular Tuesday. We're going to talk about how the media is still standing upright when people are changing the channel. How does this tie into, you know, them being falsely held up? We'll discuss that tonight. We might even touch on a little Operation Mockingbird, always a good time. We'll talk about the return of Confederate statues. We'll do a bunch of emails. We'll do a bunch of other things. I wanted to touch on this because it kind of ties into what we were discussing last night. In case you missed the opening of last night's show, I was talking about how the Democrat Party, that the people generally think the country is about 50-50. Because, you know, one election, Democrat will win, next election, Republican will win. But that's not true at all. It's smoke and mirrors. Country's probably 60-40, maybe even 65-35. Maybe it's not true that we're 50-50. Democrats are held up by taxpayer money. They have spent decades figuring out how to make you fund their revolution. They are held up by cheating in elections. It's not an accident that Democrats are on camera saying since they implemented voter ID, we've been struggling. Yes, Democrats cheat in elections whenever they can. That's what communists do. And Democrats are held up by ridiculous gerrymandering of congressional districts, giving you the false impression that they have more seats than they do. Yeah, go ahead and play Jasmine Crockett talking about voter ID in Texas. Look, sometimes you elect one that's so dumb, they come out and say it.
There was a benefit to shining a light on what it was that they were trying to do in the dark in Texas. So unfortunately, we've seen our numbers fall now that they have these voter restrictions in place.
What did you just say? What restrictions? Hey, show some ID. So we are not a 50-50 country. Not at all. They have had to lie, cheat, and steal in order to create the appearance of a 50-50 country. But we are not that. Democrats are not popular. Democrat policies are not popular. America does not want them. They are not American. Americans recognize that. That's why Democrats bring in as many foreigners as humanly possible who hate the country as much as they do, because those foreigners will vote Democrat every time. Which brings me to this email. Jesse, your analogy of how Democrats are propped up was spot on. I was wondering if it's the same scenario with the media. I keep hearing about how CNN and MSNBC's viewership is in the toilet, yet they stay on air prattling on defending their insanity. How do they make enough money to stay on the air? What are your thoughts? I always felt like some entity was handing them money. Her name is Sherry. Okay. How are these people on the air?
What's the crime? I mean, what's even the potential crime? I'm not trying to be confrontational here. Can anyone at this table even articulate what the potential crime might be?
I mean, election interference, manufactured intelligence.
Not a crime, not a crime. You're over.
What? That was CNN. This is NBC News. How are they still on the air? The ratings are dropping.
A couple of weeks ago, Hallie, when really the headlines were dominated by the Jeffrey Epstein controversy, and then the president was sort of trying to change the topic very obviously and in many different venues, was trying to bring up these unsubstantiated claims about the role he argues former President Obama had in the 2016 election and trying to suppress some information that he says would have been.
She goes on, unsubstantiated, no evidence. Of course, there's mounds of evidence. Remember, even evidence you don't like or evidence you don't agree with counts as evidence. There's all kinds of evidence. We have the documentation. Anyone in the public can go read it. Okay, they're lying. Okay, they're doing what they do. We got all that. How are they still in business? Ratings keep going down and down and down and down and down. How are they still in business? There are two things to this. One is exactly what you think, communists holding them up. And the other one we're going to focus on this to begin with is simply business and the way business works. So what's a brand everyone knows by now? What's a brand? What would you say, Chris? Chris said Coke. Great example. Perfect. Thanks, Chris. You did something. Is that the first time ever? No, stop. Coke. Coca-Cola. Everybody knows what it is. All right? Now, let's say Coca-Cola gets taken over, and I'm sure Coca-Cola isn't even Coca-Cola anymore. I'm sure some international corporation bought it. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Let's say Coca-Cola, a historic company that everyone knows, not just domestically, across the globe, everyone knows what a Coke is. Let's say they fall on really hard times. Too many competitors, maybe they screw up the recipe, maybe there's even corruption, mismanagement, and let's say Coke starts hemorrhaging money. And so anyone who sits down and looks at the books, they say, this company cannot continue. They are now borrowing money just to make payroll. This company has to declare bankruptcy. They can't exist anymore in their current form. All right, that's our situation. But just because the company is hemorrhaging money, just because it's being mismanaged, corruption, whatever, competitors, whatever it is, that doesn't mean there isn't still incredible value with Coke. Now, why is there still value with Coke? What's the value? I just said they were hemorrhaging money. What is the value? The name. Everyone knows it. Everybody knows it. If that were to ever happen to Coke, Coke would have buyers who would step in. Not one. There'd probably be a competition. They would have buyers stepping in to buy a company that's losing millions of dollars. Why would there be so many buyers when you have spent that many years and that much money branding something? When something gets ingrained in people, so people foreign and domestic, they know you, they know your brand. When they grab a bottle of it, a can of it, they know what it's going to taste like. When you have that much branding globally, that even if currently the business model sucks, there is value in the brand, so much value that another company would take it over and simply run it differently. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all these legacy media communist organizations you and I completely despise, and for good reason. They're losing money. They're losing money all the time. They are having to cut staff. They're cutting payroll. That's what they're doing. When you see this anchor is getting laid off or that anchor is getting laid off, they are cutting payroll the same way any business lays people off when they're not making the bottom line. So they're losing money. We just heard about Stephen Colbert, that late night, not comedy show. The show was losing $40 million a year. That could continue for only so long. And then eventually, snip, snip, you got to go. But how many people know what CBS is? A lot. A lot of them. The companies are losing money. Viewers are changing the channel. Viewer and listening habits have completely changed. Here, I'll give you one about listening habits. You want to hear something wild? I think this is wild. This is more Jewish producer Chris's area because he loves the nerdy details, but here's something crazy that I thought. This show, The Jesse Kelly Show, it's nationally syndicated. It's from 6 to 9 Eastern time, and it's national. Clear to Hawaii. Everywhere. You can tune in and listen to the show live. Now, that's pretty powerful, right? That's extremely powerful when you're on that many stations nationwide. Did you know that only accounts for about half of the listenership of The Jesse Kelly Show? Isn't that crazy? It's crazy to me. The other half, people who podcast it. They don't want to listen from 6 to 9. They're already home. They're busy. They're at softball practice. They're doing something else. So today you don't have to listen from 6 to 9. Today you pick up your phone. And podcast is free just like the show is. Die Hard, Spotify, iTunes. You hear me plug that every night. You just go beep, beep. Up, downloaded last night's show. I'll listen when I want. Viewership is cratering. People aren't watching. The media companies, though, still have incredible value with the brand. And that's why you will see mergers like CBS is merging with Paramount. And that's why they will have buyers, even though viewers are changing the channel. I'll give you the second point, the second reason, in a moment. Before I get to that second reason, let's get to saving a baby's life. I always mention saving a baby's life, but that baby has a name. That baby has a soul. That baby was created by God Himself. And that baby is never going to get a chance to walk this planet and do whatever it is God has for him or her if its mother kills it before it's born. How do we save the baby and save the mother from the anguish that comes from that? We have to introduce her to her baby. Let her know it's a baby with an ultrasound. It is an ultrasound that has been our ultimate tool. All these laws, all these campaigns, the ultrasound saves more lives than anything. Did you know that you and preborn have saved 38,000 babies already this year? And it's tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and go give preborn $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember to email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. I probably should have told you this during the break, but I just now thought of it. Grab that old audio of Larry Fink about how we control behaviors. We're going to control behaviors, control outcomes. I'll get to it in a moment because we were... The question was, these media companies, they're losing viewers. How are they still afloat? Well, first I laid out the business aspect of it. There is still value, believe it or not, in CNN. Everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows the brand. Branding is hard. There's a brand there. So there's always a new company, a new entrepreneur who thinks I can buy it. I'll rip up this. I'll rip up that. I'll fire this. But I'll be able to make something of someone. I'll be able to make something of the company itself. So there's a flat-out business aspect to it. But then there's the commie aspect to it. And this is something we have talked about before. Businesses, large and small, will need access to capital from time to time. They just will. I remember, I've told you this before, my parents... You know, they started a construction business, of course, when I left the house. About the time I graduated high school and went off to the Marine Corps, my folks decided to take a big chance and start Don Kelly Construction. It doesn't exist anymore, commies, so don't worry, you can't protest it. Don Kelly Construction. And it ended up being a very successful small business. I mean, it wasn't Merrill Lynch, but a very successful small business. They did great work. They made themselves a bunch of money, rode off into the sunset and retired. But in the beginning, like any small business, it's a struggle. Sometimes you have to go down to the bank and take a loan to make payroll. You need capital. Now, that's a small construction business. What do you think? We'll just stay with the central theme here so we don't confuse people. What do you think a company like Coke goes through? All of a sudden, there'll be a new ad campaign. They'll want to open up a bunch of new locations. I need $500 million liquid now. They need to be able to make a phone call and get it immediately. America's communists, they've done so. They really did a great job. They didn't just take over your kid's school. They didn't just take over the FBI. They started to worm their evil ways through the corporate world and the finance world. Because they understood how much power there is, how many, honestly, trillions, not even billions, trillions of dollars are there, trillions of dollars they can control. And when you have that control, when I all of a sudden become the gatekeeper, picture a big vault behind me with trillions of dollars, and me, the gatekeeper, when I turn communist, well, you know, you listen to the show, what are they going to do? What am I going to do with that kind of power? I'm going to do what to my friends? I'm going to reward them. I'm going to do what to my enemies? I'm going to punish them. Remember that soundbite? We've played it for you 100 times. The three huge finance giants who really rule over all, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. This is Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added 4 more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors,
we got it. Hey, Mr. CEO. Ooh. I noticed you were pretty heavily pro-Trump last night. You were in line for a nice little $25 million bonus at the end of this year. I think we're going to have to knock that down to 10. We're just not seeing what we like out of your network. I'm sorry. Oh, you're the head of ABC? Oh, okay. You know, I think Kamala Harris could have used a little bit more glowing coverage from you guys in the election. You kept playing sound bites where she didn't sound the best. I understand you're looking for someone to buy your network. Sorry, we're just not going to be able to come up with the capital. But that, of course, is not what's happening with these major networks, because the major networks are towing the party line, if you will. Because they're towing the party line, they find a soft place to land. It pays to have a system membership card. If you're CNN and it's every night, trash Trump, trash Trump, trash Trump, you think they can't read TV ratings? You think they don't know they're getting crushed? You think they don't know why they're getting crushed? Well, we've alienated about 60% of the country. They know. They know. But you know what else they know? They know that when it comes down to brass tacks, you may have to fire Don Lemon. You may have to get rid of this guy. You may have to shed some dead weight. There's no question about it. But you can never fall all the way to the bottom. And if you're the CEO, you're always going to have a big fat bonus check, because the party line is Trump is a Nazi. Ah! And you've been towing the party line every single night. And in this country, since we allowed the communists to take over our financial system, that pays. I won't say it's risk-free, because you're still taking a hit, but you can never bottom all the way out. Me? Oh, I can bottom all the way out. Ain't gonna be no soft landing. Honestly, Lindsey Graham can bottom out. What, Chris? I was talking about politically. Why don't you grow up? And that reminds me, do you want to sound like Lindsey Graham? No, you don't. You want to sound like a man. That's where chalk comes in, you see. You need testosterone. Fellas, you have to have it. It's not one of these things that, well, I only need it when I'm young and when I'm lifting weights or when I'm trying to make babies or no. Your entire life, till the day you die, your mind will require it, or your mind won't work right. Your mood will not be right. Your energy will not be right. Try naturally. Try to naturally fix the problem with herbal supplements from Chalk. My friends, the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. They have a special website now for my listeners. Chalk.com/Jesse. That's C-H-O-Q, by the way. Chalk.com/Jesse. Maybe you're not interested in a male vitality stack. Go look at what they have. I think your life's about to get better. Chalk.com/Jesse. Don't sound like Lindsey Graham. Emails next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I developed a special set of skills when I was younger, and I probably have my father to thank for this more than anything else. Longtime listeners of the show will know this, but my dad didn't really like fun that much. And that included music. So if you were riding in the car with my dad, and we used to road trip across the country looking for work and stuff like that, you didn't get to listen to music. He would not turn on the radio. If you turned on the radio, he would threaten to beat you, and then he would turn off the radio. And you definitely could not turn it up loud. What, Chris? What? What do you do for fun? Well, see, this is like us discussing communists, Chris. You don't understand, you're dealing with a different kind of a person. My father didn't consider fun. Fun is not something that entered his vocabulary. Fun. He's not worried about fun. What do you do for fun? Go find a job. That's what my dad would say. Fun. So you would take road trips. And it's not like he was talkative. It's not like he wanted to talk. He wanted silence, dead silence. If you asked him, he'd say, well, yeah, I'm married. I crave it. So dead silence is what he wanted. This created in me a unique ability that not many others have. I can daydream. And I mean, I don't mean slow my mind wandering off for 5 seconds thinking about being Superman or something like that. I can daydream entire movies over the course of hours. And I can daydream books, historical scenarios. Of course, it's always starring me. And I was daydreaming the other day. It was when I was coming back from Boston. I was in the airport waiting for the flight. And I just found myself in my own special island. And I'll tell you why. Because the hotel we stayed at Boston had something you probably wouldn't have noticed. It had extremely low toilets. Corey, Chris, did either of you know? Both of you did. Both of them noticed it. Now, they were low for Corey and Chris. Neither of Corey and Chris are short by any means. But Chris, Corey, 2 feet off the ground, do you think, was the toilet lid? Maybe. I'm not exaggerating. They're backing me up on this. I don't know where they found these toilets. I'm 6'8". Do you know what it's like sitting down that low on a toilet? Your feet are falling asleep. It's a nightmare. It's a safety hazard. You might get up and just take a facer right into the bathroom. I was sitting in the airport very bitter about the toilet experience I had suffered over the past few days. And so I found myself on an island, my own country. Not a huge country, of course. It's an island, but not super teeny tiny. It's not like you can just throw a rock across the island. The Republic of Jesse is going to be a big country. And I'm going to make a country for tall people. And if you are short, you are welcome. Don't get me wrong. We need people to mow the lawn, stuff like that. You're welcome. But you are going to feel what I have felt my entire life. You're going to feel it the opposite way, because this entire world is made for short people. It's not made for kings like us. It's made for teeny tiny little midgets. And so let me ask you, have you ever one time in your life been upset about the height of a sink? You know that I can't wash my hands for longer than a minute or two without getting into some sort of a special squat position. Otherwise, my back's going to go out because the sink is so low, I have to bend over for the sink. Oh, it's not going to be like that in the Republic of Jesse. The sinks are going to be 5 feet, all of them, 5 feet tall. It's going to be right there, chest level for me, Chris. No more bending for me. Oh, you can't reach? That's fine. Go grab a stool. I've been bending over to wash my hands for 44 years. Go grab a stool. I don't care. The toilets? Oh, there's no two-footer? I'll send you to jail in the Republic of Jesse. They're going to be 3.5 feet, maybe 4. Oh, your feet are dangling off? That's your problem, Munchkin, not my problem. You need a pair of jeans. Do you have any that with a 25-inch inseam? Oh no, special order those for an extra cost. The way I've had to special order my 38-inch pants forever. I walked in a store in Boston when I was walking around because I was looking for a hat because I'm losing my hair, and I could feel I was getting a little bit of a sunburn. So I walked in. I just wanted to get a hat, just a cheap ball cap or something like that. And the guy, the freaking smart aleck cashier, looks at me, and he says, well, I don't have your size in shoes. Ha, ha, ha. And I said, yeah, I know, bud. Nobody does. Nobody does. I have to special order shoes. Well, guess what, Mr. Size 8? You're going to special order things. In fact, the smallest size in our department stores, 12s or 13s. If you have anything less than a 12 or 13, special order it. And because it's an island, it's going to cost you more money. Oh, are these things upsetting you? Wait until we get to the restaurant portion of it, the bathroom portion of it, the doorways, the cars. What, Chris? What? My country's going to have 5 people in it? Good. What made you? Did you think I wanted a lot of people there? I'm 44 and crotchety at this point in time, buddy. 5 people sounds glorious to me. It sounds absolutely glorious. Mailboxes, 5-6 feet tall, all of them. The whole country is going to be built for us, the tall people. You short people won't be invited. If you show up, that's fine. We're not going to kick you out. We won't make any adjustments for you. You've never made any adjustments for me. Learn to live with it. Carry around a stool. Hey, Jesse, you've probably heard of Angel Studios, a company committed to creating quality, family-friendly entertainment that avoids the typical cringe of well-meaning Christian films. I've supported their work as a way to put my money where my morals are. Their new film, Sketch, just hit theaters, and in my opinion, it's the first time a studio like this has matched or exceeded Hollywood levels in writing and acting. Chris, look that up. Sketch. Definitely worth watching, especially with kids. It was nice to watch a movie geared toward my kids and not deal with the inevitable sneaking in of wokeness and or gay characters. P.S., I thought the dad in the movie looks just like you, except he doesn't have tiny hands. You know, that's not very nice. And his name was Matt. Look, I'll tell you this about that whole Christian movie world. We've all, well, probably not Chris, but we've all seen the ones where you wince a little bit because writing isn't very good. And they grabbed the most B-list of B-list actors. And the message is good. And you're trying to sell it to your kids, but your kids are not stupid. They've seen big Hollywood movies too. They know it's bad. You know it's bad. And you kind of wince. Well, that happened because Hollywood is obviously a soulless place of the devil, but they still care about making money. Well, it was thought that there would never be any money in these. But as Hollywood got more and more bent and evil and twisted and bent and evil and twisted, people just like you, people like me, you've heard me complain about it. We got mad because we couldn't take our kids to the movies. Man, I want to take my kids to the movies, even though it's like $300 now. I want to go eat popcorn and watch a movie. I want to do these things. Well, as that happened, more people started going to the Christian movies. Therefore, the Christian movies started making more and more money. Therefore, the producers started realizing this is a good investment. And so now the films are getting better budgets, which means better writers, which means better actors, which means a better movie. And so you, is what I'm trying to say is you putting your money where your morals are does matter a lot. Not going to the newest Disney movie. Instead, spending that money with Sketch. I don't even know what it's about. I just now heard about it. Spending that money with Sketch. It's a good way to fight for your culture. It really is. Now, are you looking to hire somebody? I know it's summertime, seasonal hiring. I understand. It can be frustrating, can't it? Everybody I know, every employer I know complains about it. You can't find anybody good. You can't find anybody good. Jesse, they don't even show up to interviews. Jesse, you don't understand what the jobs market is. No, I understand. I understand full well. That's why ZipRecruiter is thriving like they've never thrived before. Because ZipRecruiter takes that headache out of your life. ZipRecruiter will go find them. You don't have to find them anymore. You go try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and let ZipRecruiter do the work. They'll go find you the employees. They'll put them in your front door. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I am aware that RFK Jr. came out, made a statement earlier today. It was a couple hours ago. It was about the COVID vax. I'm going to let you know right now, I have a lot I want to say about this, but I want to save it for tomorrow at the opening of the show. So that's very likely, unless I change my mind or forget, that's very likely going to open up the show tomorrow. So how about that? A little 24-hour tease for you right there, Chris. Chris, you got to leave them wanting more, buddy. You got to leave them wanting more. You wouldn't understand that concept at all, but never mind. You know what? Let's go. Let's make fun of John Cornyn. Remember when I told you that he was very unpopular and so he was going to do the only thing he knew how to do? He was going to run as Mr. Trump. I'm the Trump guy and Trump this and Trump that. Every poll that comes out has him getting his butt kicked by Ken Paxton in Texas. This is the latest.
John Cornyn votes with President Trump 99% of the time.
Thank you, Senator Cornyn, for always fighting for us.
Every single ad. He votes with Trump. I love Trump. Trump this, Trump that. I think, trying not to get my hopes up, I think we're actually going to take one of these guys out in a primary. Gosh, that feels good. You know what else feels good? Watching CNN get humiliated routinely. Remember, calling them hypocrites doesn't work. However, it is beneficial to realize how they think and why they think the way they think. Brian Harrison went on with Caitlin Collins of CNN. She was trying to say, well, you're gerrymandering. Here's how that went.
So I just want to be clear. We have covered it when Democrats gerrymander as well, sir.
Well, Caitlin, I know. I got to tell you, I'm incredibly flattered the amount of time CNN must have spent fact-checking what I said earlier today to come up with those clips. But if those are the best clips you can find, then my point stands. I was proven correct because at no point was he asked to justify those maps. This, and my main criticism of the liberal Democrat governors in California, New York, Illinois, and other places isn't so much what the weighing in on the merits of their maps. It's the rank hypocrisy and the fake outrage. These Democrats, my Democrat colleagues that fled the state to go hide behind Governor Pritzker, they're not mad that states are engaging in redistricting to maximize partisan political advantage. What they're mad about, but they won't say it. They're mad that a Republican state is stepping up and doing it. That's the real problem, and that's the hypocrisy that I'm trying to point out here.
That is the game they love to play, but it's not hypocrisy in their minds. Remember, it's not hypocrisy, and you're never going to sway them by accusing them of hypocrisy. They believe the forces of government at every level, federal, state, local, no matter what it is, should only work on their behalf. It should never work for you. They should be allowed to use the CIA as the arm of the Democrat Party because they're fighting a good, righteous revolution on behalf of their sick religion. And the CIA should support them in that. The FBI should support them in that. If you ever try to do the same back to them, they will be aghast. You can't do that. We alone are the ones that hold the right to use the forces of government and abuse you with it. Speaking of which, Trump administration returns Confederate general statue in D.C., which was vandalized and toppled during the BLM riots. His name was General Albert Pike. Of course, he's one of the casualties of the St. George Floyd riots. Trump administration is returning it. Just remember, they should all be returned. Every single one of them. The proper response when the communists demand you tear down any statue, any street sign, Christopher Columbus, a Confederate general, I don't care who it is. The proper response is to go build 10 more of them. You never, ever, ever give in to these people because they're not actually upset about the Civil War or racism or slavery or any of those other things. That's just what they're trying to sell. What they're trying to do is destroy the history, destroy your history, the wonderful history of your country, trying to destroy it, rip it up, rename it, so you can't access it. And when you can't access your history, what happens is you will slowly but surely not understand who you are. Those are your roots. You have to understand your roots. That was always, always, always the game.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
DNI Tulsi Gabbard targets long-running CIA propaganda operation. That must be CNN. No, I'm kidding. It was Operation Mockingbird. U.S. to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. Look, I guess I'm okay with this, but... when we are facing an energy crisis right here in the United States of America, do we have to really spend the God only knows how many billions to build a nuclear reactor on the moon? Let's do that when we're not $37 trillion in debt. U.S. House panel subpoenas the Clintons and the Epstein probe. They're all just going to take the fifth. Don't get excited about that. China's new law legalizes stealing foreign IP. Whoa. You mean China is going to steal people's intellectual property? You don't say. Elizabeth Warren says Democrat socialist Mandani is the future of the Democratic Party. Oh, my gosh. Yes, she did.
You bet. The Democratic Party needs to stand up and be clear. We are the party that fights for affordability for working families. That means child care. That means housing. It means health care. It means making this country work better for the working people who make this country work.
All right, last question.
I get a little excited about this. Okay.
I love that they can't seem to control their mouths. Trump's DOJ considering the release of Ghislaine Maxwell interview. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit over being teased with more Ghislaine Maxwell stuff and Jeffrey Epstein stuff. I'm really over the birth pains. Show me the baby. Either show me the baby or move on and stop talking about it. I've been teased to freaking death like we're in middle school. All right. I will be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.